We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top line of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Learned in our Mishnah that on Yom Tov you have 5 aliyahs, on Yom Kippur you have 6 aliyahs, and on Shabbos you have 7 aliyahs. And the Mishnah says that you can be Moisif on them, and it's Machlekes Rishonim, it means Dafka on Shabbos, or you even can be Moisif on Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. But in any case, it's 5, 6, and 7. And you add on v'maisiv malayim. That's what's said in our Mishnah. Pray to Gemara Kasha. Masnisim money. Which Tana is our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Rabbi Kiva. It's not Rabbi Shmuel, or Rabbi Kiva of the following brisa. The Taya went in a brisa. V'yomtiv chemisha. V'yom kapurim shisha. V'shabbos shiva. It says in a brisa that this first man the Yomba, Rabbi Shmuel, holds like our Mishnah. Yomtiv is 5, Yom Kippur is 6 aliyahs, and Shabbos 7 aliyahs. But here's the difference. Ein poichasim mehem, can't do less. You can't be Moisif, the Rabbi Shmuel. You cannot be Moisif on the Elias. You have 5, 6, and 7, you cannot be Moisif on the Elias. Whoa, we've shot such a thing. So, I found in the Avoda Brura, it says Pshat is because since there's a din of Einik Shabbos, so you want to make it home in order to eat the Suda, and therefore there we didn't aim Moisif on the Elias. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, V'yomtiv chamisha, or V'yom kapurim shiva. So listen, Rabbi Kiva is a little different. Rabbi Kiva says, Yomtiv is 5 Elias, Yom kapurim is 7 Elias. Over Shabbos Shisha. And Shabbos, there are 6 aliyahs. Ain't Paychasim, you don't do less. I'm a Masif Malayim, you could be Moisif. So now, that's the Brisa. Freik Da Gemara, our Mishnah is neither. Money. You Rabbi Shmuel, Kasher Tesefes. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, why? Because even though the aliyahs are the same, like Rabbi Shmuel said, but Rabbi Shmuel said, Ain't Masif Malayim, our Mishnah says you could be Moisif. You Rabbi Kiva, Kasher Shisha Vashiva. If it's Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah says that the 6 aliyahs are for Yom Kippurim and 7 aliyahs are for Shabbos. And here it's the opposite. And here, according to Rabbi Kiva, he says 6 aliyahs for Shabbos and 7 aliyahs for Yom Kippurim. Omar Rava, you're right. It's not the Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva of this brisa. It's a different Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Rava, Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. It's the brisa that was said in the from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Yom Tov Chamisha. Yom Tov is 5 aliyahs. Yom Kippurim Shisha. Yom Kippurim 6 aliyahs. Shabbos Shiva. Shabbos is 7 aliyahs. And Peichas Mem Av Masiv Lehem. You can't do less, but you could be Moisif. Div Rabbi Shmuel. So it's the first Rabbi Shmuel that says that, like our Mishnah, that there's 5 on Yom Tov, 6 in Yom Kippur, 7 aliyahs in Shabbos, and you could be Moisif. So our Mishnah couldn't correct Rabbi Shmuel. But the problem is, Kasha Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, it's still 2 Rabbi Shmuels. My answer is no. Terei Tanoi Aliyah Rabbi Shmuel. 2 Tanoim according to Rabbi Shmuel, therefore it's not Shvah. So the Gemara writes, the man Tana Loha, who is the author, the Tana of the following Brisa, the Tana Lutana Brisa. B'yomtiv ma'achrim lavoi u'maharam lotzes. On Yomtiv, davening is a little shorter, you start a little late, and you finish a little earlier. Why? As Rashi explains, because you have to prepare for the Suda, the Yomtiv Suda, and you let it prepare for the Suda on Yomtiv. So before davening, they prepare a little bit for the Suda. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, ma'achrim lavoi u'maharam lotzes. This is tzarech l'troyach b'sudas Yomtiv. You have to be thorough, and therefore, and why do you leave a little earlier? Because they have to leave, it means the dav is a little shorter. Because Simchas Yom Tov, they have to go home to eat. Now, the Yaivitz asks that, what do you mean? They go late to shul because they have to prepare for the Suda? Who prepares for the Suda? The wife does. That's the Yaivitz ask. We find the Gemara says that the wife's job is to be cook and bake. It's not the job of the husband, it's the job of the wife. That's the Yaivitz ask. He says, and also they don't go to Beis Medrash. And for the Yaivitz, Yeshloimash, it's Shrichin Hanoshim Lishmur Habayis Vahabonim, that while the ladies cook, the husbands have to watch the house and the children. But in the same, Oiskis, Psarach Yisuda, Gam Shriches Yuan Hashem. There's two things. First of all, they have to help a little bit, and also they have to watch the kids. And that's why they come late to Shul. Well, they start a little later. They'll never come late to Shul. They start a little later because they have to prepare for the Suda. So the first step is Yomtiv Achrim Lavoi Maharam Latzes. That's Yom Yomtiv. The next thing Brian says, Yom Kippurim, you Maharam Lavoi, you start early, davening, Maharam Latzes, and you finish late because you don't prepare for food on Yom Kippur, and also you don't have to eat on Yom Kippur. So therefore, you could start early and end late. With Shabbos, Maharam Lavoi, you start early because you can't prepare on Shabbos for food, Maharam Latzes, but you finish quickly so you could go eat the Suda. So it's Mashma in this Brisa that Yom Kippurim, you have a longer davening than Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's sure longer than Yom Tov and even longer than Shabbos. That sounds like Rabbi Kiva holds that there's an extra aliyah on Yom Kippur over Shabbos. Lema Rabbi Kiva, the Isle Gava Yisera. Isn't this Rabbi Kiva holds the extra Aliyah on Yom Kippur more than Shabbos? So this price was saying, maybe it's Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the seven Aliyahs in Kippur and six Aliyahs in Shabbos. And we said, no. I feel like Rabbi Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, holds six Aliyahs in Kippur and seven Aliyahs for Yom Tiv, and seven Aliyahs for Shabbos. I feel like Rabbi Shmuel, that six Aliyahs for Yom Kippur and seven Aliyahs for Shabbos still. Yom Kippur is longer davening. Why? It's a very long musaf. The musaf has the avodah in it, and therefore it's longer. Not because of the leaning; it's longer because of the long Shmoneh Esrei. That's what it means that we make it longer because we don't have to rush home. There's no reason to go home to eat the suda, and you can start early also. So, Gemara Vayta, Hani Shloisha Chamisha V'Shiva Knegami. We have in our Mishnah really five different type of leanings, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. But our Gemara just asks about 3, 5, and 7, and soon we'll talk about the other ones momentarily. But the 3, 5, and 7, Knegami, what's a Kneget? Mi Pligiba, Knegami, Pligiba Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini, V'chadi Imei, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini and someone with him argued about this. Who is that someone with him? Mon Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. The reason why we call him V'chadi Imei is because we're saying Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini is more chashuv. So if it says Machlekes is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeini and Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, or Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeini is the one who's Tafel, or his name is Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini. What's the Machlekes? What exactly is 3, 5, and 7 connected? What is that a remez to? Was a remez to that we have 3, 5, and 7? So Chad Oma connected Birchas Kahanim. Birchas Kahanim, it's connected to Birchas Kahanim. Birchas Kahanim, there's three psukim. Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, which is three words. Yar Hashem panav alecha v'chuneka is five words. Yisa Hashem panav alecha v'yosbecha shalom is seven words. So the 3, 5, and 7 are connected to Birchas Kahanim. V'chan Omar, it's connected different ministers in a government. Because Rashi says, we misakin leaning connected dvar malchus, we want to make a malchus dick. So connected shloisha shomrei asaf, that's three ministers who are in charge of the doors. Chamishim rei pnei hamelech, five of the rei out of the seven rei pnei hamelech are more, the advisors are more chash than the other seven, and shiva rei pnei hamelech. And according to Rashi, shiva rei pnei hamelech is referring to Achashverosh's cabinet, and Tosfos doesn't like that so much because why would you do connected Achashverosh's cabinet of seven ministers? So therefore, he says the pasuk Yirmiyah. Like the parliament, it's connected different people in the government to make it into Dvar Malchus. Tanur Rav Yosef, the same thing. Shloisha Chamisha V'Shiva, Shloisha Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha Roi Pnei HaMelech, five out of the seven Roi Pnei HaMelech, and Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech. Omle Abaya asked Rav Yosef, Ada Idna, my time of Parash Lomar, why don't you tell us till now what's Pshat in 3, 5, and 7? Omle, look how he died in Shrikas Lay, I didn't know you wanted to know. We beis minay milsav loyam ruchud. You ever asked me something I didn't tell you? You never asked me, so that's why I didn't tell you. So it comes out that 3, 5, and 7 are connected. This either the Birchas Kahanim or Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha V'Melech, Shiva Roi Pnei Melech. Now there's a Gemara before that says the three Aliyahs are connected to Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and Tosfos there asks what happened to our Gemara. It says connected to Shomrei Asaf, Ayin Shom Tosfos, and he says that the Ikka was Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. This is just like a Asmachta. Zok to Gemara, so that took care of 3, 5, and 7. So our Gemara is going to ask, what about 6 Aliyahs in Kippur? What's that connected? Omole Yaakov Mino al Rav Yehuda. Yaakov the Min said to Rav Yehuda. So Tosfos says, can't say Mino because we're not going to quote Rav Yaakov the Min. First of all, Shem Hashem Yerkov. And also, we're not going to bring a memory from him. So Tosfos says, we go to Omole Yaakov Mitzah. It's a place. And Omole Yaakov Mitzah or Mino al Rav Yehuda. Hani Shisha Mekurim Kenegami. Who's the 6 Aliyahs in Kippurim Kenegad? Omole Kenegad Shisha Shom the Mino Shal Ezra. Veshisha Mesmailet. Kenegad the 6 people who stood on the right of Ezra and the 6 people stood on the left when he read the Sefer Torah. When Ezra got up to Yerushalayim, he found that the Yidden were woefully unaware of the Torah halachas, and he read them the Torah. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk that he got up. Ezra got up. Yamad Ezra soifa migdal eitz asher osu ladavar on this big bima, this big stage that he made for this. Yamad etzloi matisya. V'shema, v'anoya, v'uriya, v'chilkiya, u'masiya, ayiminoy, u'mismoyloy, was pedoya, u'mishol, u'malkiya, v'choshum, v'chashbadna, zechariya, meshulam. Now, if you count the first one's the 6, the second one's 7. which will be the Gemara's question. The Gemara Kasha, Hani Shiva Ava. The Gemara, Hainu Zachari, Hainu Mishalom. Zachari and Mishalom are the same person. I call him Mishalom, the Mishalom of Uvdei, because he was of Isha Shalom. He was perfect by myself, Tom by myself, and therefore we called him Shalom. So there's six on each side, and connected to that six, we made the Aliyahs of Yom HaKippurim. Now, Taisis asks, so now we covered the 3, 5, and 7, and the 6. What about the 4 of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed? What's that connected? That Taisis asks Kasha. He says, Kasha, Ma'ale Bayi, Medal to Rosh Chodesh, Kneged Mi, V'chein Shech Chol HaMoed. And for Taisis, that wasn't hard. That was an easy one. Once you have 3 on a regular day, it's possible that Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh have an extra 1 because they're your Moisif Musaf. So it's possible to get an extra Aliyah. But Yom Tov and Kippur and Shabbos, where there's no extra musaf, it's just Karas or Skilo, Issa Malacha, that the Gemara wasn't so posh to get an extra Aliyah for that, and therefore you needed this Svaras and Makairos to have that amount of Aliyahs. Tana Rabbanan, I call Oil and Minyan Shiva. We have the Lacha is on Shabbos, needs 7 Aliyahs. Everyone could be included in that 7, but Filu Katan Fil Isha, even a little boy younger than Bar Mitzvah, Filu Isha, even Isha. Isha should not get aliyah to read b'tayra, but a kavanat tzibur is not kavanat tzibur. So let's handle each one. So a katan, it says over here, a katan could be oil minyan shiva. And the Ran speaks out, it's only to be mashlim the 7. But he can't have all 7 to be katanim. That's the Ran says. And the Mishabura in Reish Pebe Sif Gimel, in the Mishabura there, he says that today we know we don't cannot give katanim aliyahs. We don't give katanim aliyahs, even though the Gemara says, but etzim is they're fine. And Isha, the Gemara says, that Isha, al covered Tzibra, cannot get Aliyah. That means even if she's not going to lane, but to get up there and get Aliyah is not covered Tzibra. And that's also the minig that we don't give women Aliyahs. Ebayilu Maftir. We know there's Aliyah of Maftir, which means the last Aliyah reads the Haftarah as well. And the question is he one of the 7 Aliyahs or not? That's the question. Is he one of the 7 Aliyahs or the 7 Aliyahs plus the Maftir? That's the question. Taisa speaks out that it must be that in those days Maftir laned something that was not laned yet. In our days that we repeat over what we laned, this Pasha is not one of the Minyan Shiva. But in the time of the Shaila, the Maftir laned something new. One says that it is included in one of the 7, so the 6 Aliyahs plus the Maftir. is not included in the 7. Mandama Oila Dakari, the Maisi laned. And like we spoke of in Taisvist, we're going that he learned something new. So of course it's part of 7 Aliyahs. The man says it does not clue, it's not clue on 7 because Ula. The Ula, Primah Mafta Menavi Tzach Shikra Taira. Really, just the Mafta Menavi should be his own Aliyah. Just he reads the Navi. He says the Brachas, he reads the Navi. Why is he reading the Taira? Tchilav Ne Kavah Taira. Because of the Kavah Taira. That it looks like that being Mashvam equaling Taira to Nevi'im. Like you got Aliyah Taira, I got Nevi'im and Nevi'im. Looks like making it equal. So therefore, they said they should read the Torah also. There shouldn't be mashvah that we see the Torah is more chashuv. He gets the Torah and a vim. The kibush from covered Torah, let me on the salak. Since it's not covered Torah, we don't add, it's not counted in the minion of the aliyahs. So that's the machlekes over here. One of them says that it's not part of the minion. Once it is part of the minion, meisvei nasiyah kasha bring a riot to the shaila. Hamafter v'navi lo yifchis masar v'echa pesukim. Someone who lanes the navi should not lane less than 21 pesukim. Why? Can I get Shiva Shkar Batira? Can I get the 7 Aliyahs in the Torah times 3 minimum sukkah of each one? It's 21. Vim Isa, if there's always a Menor Aliyah Maftir, which means there's 8 Aliyahs, so it should be 8 times 4, 8 times 3, which is 24. Vim Isa Estim Rabahavayin, you should have a minimum of 24 Pesukim in the Navi. Because in Lechairam, there's 8 Aliyahs. And if they don't know, Kivishim Kavit Torahu, Kenegdai Nami Loibai. Since the whole reason why you're reading the Torah was just as covered a Torah, so it wasn't counted as one of the Aliyahs they can have the Navi connected at. So the Gemara really doesn't answer the Shaila if Maftir is Oila or not. So Taisa speaks out over here, Pasuk Rein Tam, the Kaimla Kamandiyama Oila. He holds the Pasuk Kamandiyama Oila. The Kach on Anoigim Matainis of Mincha Vatishva, that's why Matainis, we ever realized, the third Aliyah is the Maftir, and we include in the third Aliyah. And also in Kippur by Mincha. But Zog Taisis, this Shabbos of Yontif and Yom Kippur Zog Taisis, he also could be Maisif. Since he could be Maisif Aliyah, so therefore we could do like our minig that we do today, that the Maftir is extra Aliyah. Because why not? You could be Maisif as you chapara in both Mandi Amrim. That means really Maftir is Oila, because see, that's what you do on Tainis. But since we have extra, we could do Maisiv. So therefore, on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and in Kippurim, it's extra, because really technically Maisiv. That's what it says, and that's why we do an extra Aliyah. Zok the Gemara Vayit, let's finish up the Gemara to the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Maskev lo Rava. How can you say, on top of the base, Chavgim on base, top of the base. Maskev lo Rava. How can you say that Navi has to be 21 psukim minimum? Varei, the Haftarah and Parashat Sav, that starts Koyama Hashem Tzvokos Elikei Yisrael Oyseichem Sofu Al Zivchechechem Ichlu Basam. So in Yena Haftarah, the Chayra, it's not 21 psukim. The Lo Yave Esim Chad, it's not 21 psukim. The Karina, we read it. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosam, the Solik in Yona. There it's different that it's Solik in Yona, that's the end of the Inyan, and therefore we can read it in 21 psukim. So saying, what are you saying? It's saying like this, that the only time you could do less 21 psukim is only in Solik in Yona. He said, once you read 10 psukim in the Haftarah, he said, stop, it's enough. Zakti Gemara, you know why? Because Mokum Shesh Torgamin Shani. In that place, they had a Torgamin also as for the Haftarah as well, and therefore it takes a long time. In Torgamin, they say Pshat, it takes a long time. Tanur after Chlifa Bar Shmuel, Lois Shalom, this din, they need 21 psukim, El Makam Shein Togumim, if no more Togumim. Ava Makam Shesh Togumim Paisik. But the Makam, there is a Togumim, which is Tereach Tzibur. There's a big Tereach Tzibur. There, you will stop even after 10 psukim, you'll stop after 10 psukim. So, like this. So the Gemara says, just to repeat this over, that if it's one Inyan, then Taka, you only read 10. You can read less psukim, like the Haftarah Parashat Sav that says Koyama Hashem starts with Seichem Sifu Al Zivchechem. So that parasham is not that many psukim. It's from Pasuk Chaf Aleph to Chaf Ches. It's 8 psukim, and that's all Elaine. It happens to be that some says in the Chumashim Chassidi Chabad learn they go weiter in the parasha till the end. That's the minig Al Kaponim. So if it's one inyan, it could be less than 21 psukim. Another way it could be less than 21 psukim is when you have a maturgamim, because a tirchah de tziburah will do it less.